In an open letter to Vladimir Putin, activists called the new regulations on foreign agents legally absurd and deliberately unconstitutional. On Monday, Putin signed the document anyway. It's an amendment to existing media law, and it had already passed through both houses of the Russian parliament. What it means is that individuals can now be declared foreign agents, and that means having to undergo punishing administrative checks by the Ministry of Justice. The term has connotations of Cold War spying and betrayal and can mean a public loss of credibility. The changes have been criticized for being so vague that they could be used to target nearly anyone, particularly government critics. According to the law, both Russians and foreigners can be labeled a foreign agent. They just have to be spreading information and receiving money from abroad. At first glance, it seems the law is aimed at journalists working for foreign media outlets. But critics say it could even be applied to people who repost content from international media companies on social media. Bloggers could be another target. Here's how one popular Russian political video blogger, Bryts Ily, describes what the amendment could mean. He has nearly a million subscribers on YouTube, but appears in a mask to remain anonymous.
This law won't change anything for me. That is the joy of my incognito status. But other bloggers could be affected even just for using YouTube as a platform. YouTube wasn't founded in Russia, so if they monetize their videos and receive money from the platform, they could already be considered foreign agents. And that is a dangerous situation.
The authors of the amendment didn't specify the aim of the legislation. Some lawmakers have explained the law could provide more control of the owners of websites. Others insist it's simply a response to a 1938 U.S. foreign agents law. Pyotr Tolstoy, a Duma deputy and one of the authors of the amendment, has said it will not be directed against Russian bloggers. Political scientist Alexander Kinyev says the law could be a reaction to protests in Moscow over the summer. Police cracked down on thousands who had taken to the streets to demand the registration of independent candidates to Moscow council elections. Kinyev thinks the new law may show that the government is shaken.
I think that what's happening is the consequence of some sort of deep-seated paranoia in the government. They've lost their minds. I have the feeling that after the protests this year, the government's brakes have failed and they're clinging to power, even by force.
Still, the label of foreign agent isn't completely new. As of 2017, international media companies have faced the threat of being declared foreign agents. 10 outlets are currently on the list. All of them receive funding from the U.S. NGOs have faced a similar problem under a separate law since 2012, which has led to several prominent organizations being shut down. Now, video bloggers and journalists are convinced this new law is vague in order to put them under pressure as well. Video blogger Bryts Ily even jokes that the behavior of the government was easier to understand during the Soviet Union.
I don't know why we cannot return to accurate, thought-out and time-worn labels for people. Why not use enemy of the people, or aid to imperialism, or class enemy? I would understand everything then.
With the law now in force, it's only a matter of time before the first cases start coming in. Emily Sherwin, DW, Moscow.